أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Today is 10th of November. Inshallah we will discuss the issue of حركت جوهري or transcendental motion. حركت جوهري or transcendental motion is one of those very very important topics. Of course, I'm sure you do not expect, and I'm telling you that I am not able to say that in one session. It's not a topic of one session to be understood. I try in few sessions to give you an outline of Harakat Jauhari and what it is supposed to open for us. Basically, Harakat Jauhari in its definition and in its explanation, it will lead to make us understand few very important things, which when I say few in number, but in importance, is probably the biggest thing, that one of the biggest things that we need to know. One is, it opens up the issue of ma'ad. How would ma'ad happens? Because we know a lot of these things, a lot of these definitions that about akhirat, about wahy, about nubuwwat, about wilayat, all a lot of these things we know them. And by knowing them, we never deny them when we are told. We say, do you believe in Velayat? Of course. Do you believe in Imamat? Yes. Do you believe in Tawhid? Yes. But what makes the difference between different people? I've given you this example once, that once an alim went to see another alim of his level. He was an old person. His son came with him, and the son and the father were sitting, and those two ulama or scholars, they were talking about different types of ma'arif and about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, about sifat of Allah. And at the end, they said to each other, then they acknowledged that so much we have been trying in the last 50, 60 years to understand, we really know that we do not know anything. So they acknowledged that they do not really know anything. The son, who was like 20 years old, he said, yes, really, we do not understand anything. The father told him, shut up. We have studied 70 years to reach to this level to understand that we do not understand. So the difference between that not understanding and the other not understanding comes from the fact that, let's say, if I'm told today, do you believe in Tawhid? I would say, yes. And if someone of high level and in ma'arif is asked, do you know Tawhid or do you agree in Tawhid? He also says yes. The difference between these two yes are the difference between our tasavvur. Because in any end, there is a tasavvur and there is an acknowledgement. Yes, tasavvur and tasavvur. Sorry, sometimes I lose the words in the same language. So it is what we do tasavvur of that we acknowledge it. That's the main thing. That's the main difference. That is why it is said most of the people have a level of shirk. Although everyone accepts the Tawheed. Everyone, when it says, do you believe in Tawheed? We all say yes. But we all have level of shirk. But of course, those levels of shirk, depending on our level, those shirks are smaller or bigger, or they are khafi or they are aland. Of course, there will be very few people, I guess, that they, let's say, at least in Muslims, that there will be no one who would ever deny Tawheed. But you go to the depths of their Tawheed, they will know themselves that there is a lot of shirk there. And so nevertheless, what we are trying to, why I mention this is, in when we go to learn Ma'at, of course we do know Ma'at in that sense that when there is a day of resurrection, we go there after the death, we are going to face this and that and that. But the question is how? How would that happen? And how that we have to make a tasavvur. That is, this type of Ma'arif is what Imam Reza alayhi salam, in his answer to the question of what is the meaning of wa ma filha wa ma something in those lines, I might have made a mistake. But when he's asked what is that meaning, he says, A'ma and Haqa'iq موجوده. That حقائق الموجوده refers to معارف. So Imam is basically saying, it is not that anyone, his eye is blind, he will be blind in Akhirat. That is, if he is blind from ma'arif, he will be blind. That means he wouldn't know any of those things. This is the place, when we learn about Harakat al-Jawhari, we will learn that it is here that we can learn. In Akhirat, because Harakat and motion is very slow. It's really, I mean, in Barzakh is slow motion, because there is still traces of matter. And in Qiyamah, there is no motion. Everything is still. So motion stops. Let's go into it and see what motion is. Because the issue of motion, the perception that we have from the motion is only motion in araziyat or a'raz. A'raz are like attributes, characters, sifat, they're called a'raz. What this motion is about the motion in Jawhar, which I explained what Jawhar is and what araz is. Another important, I was listing you what we learn from after Harakat Jawhari, what we are ending, we end up to learn with was Ma'ad is one of those things. One would learn about the issue of Qadam and Hudus. You might know that Qadam and Hudus is one of those. Qadam means eternity. It means something has beginningless. Beginninglessness, that's Qadam. And Hudus is phenomenality, that something comes to creation. That's called Hudus. The issue of Hudus and Qadam is one of those issues that has been the argument and quarrel and fight of Ash'ari and Mu'tazili and killings, and it is very important things. And so hopefully we are able to learn to make an understanding of how Qadam and Hudus relate to each other. Another issue which is very important is probably to myself is the most important part of Harakat al-Jawhari. It is to remake. Because the other type of, let's say the other religions like Yahudis, Jews, or even Muslims and even Christians and even Muslims, in explanation of how Allah is related to creation, that's where the biggest problem comes. How is Allah related to creation? I've told you, Newtonians, they think that Allah and creation is like a winding clock. Allah has wound the clock, which is the whole creation, has put it there. Time to time, these galaxies and the universe that He has made, the energy drops. So Allah comes in between and gives them a little bit of more energy and so do some repairs here and there. And the world is working on itself. It doesn't rely on Allah. That's the way, the type of belief of the Jews. Not exactly what I said, but This notion is made from their type of belief. So like this is an example of it. And there is another group which they call deist or deism. They believe the Newton's God is a bad clockmaker. So he has not made a good clock. So he has to come and repair it. Whereas the whole universe and creation is Allah is so powerful and so capable. He has made the universe in such a way that He doesn't need any way to touch it. It's so beautifully, precisely, and faultlessly is working. Why would Allah need to come and touch such His creation? If He is with all the perfections, why would He create an imperfect universe? Then, what is the result of these notions? The result is Allah doesn't have anything in their life. Allah does not have any relationship with the creation. He has created. Yes, they know Him as creator. And even a lot of us, I remember myself, there were times that I always thought, if I was asked, where is Allah, I would have said He's in one of the skies, levels, high levels of the skies. So I wouldn't be able to explain. So Harakat al-Jawhari is also opening and explaining how Allah and His creation are interacting together. And the other thing that Harakat al-Jawhari will open, you may not know that another qawamiz or complexities in philosophy is the relation of mutaghayyir to sabit. Mutaghayyir means something which is changing. They have a problem to explain how a changing phenomenon, a changing universe can relate to an unchanging, because Allah is an unchanging mawjood. Right? No one can say Allah. If Allah, astaghfirullah, na'uzubillah, is a changing thing that there will be an imperfection. So Allah is a fixed wujud. So the difficulties of philosophers is how to relate fixed wujud to the rest of the wujud, which is not fixed, is changing. So Harakat al-Jawhari also opens up this matter, this complexity, how the changing phenomena can relate to the fixed mawjud. So inshallah we try to get on to this issue of Harakat al-Jawhari and see what is our rest from this to make an understanding of it. First, let's look at some verses of Quran that they are the back and support of the issue of Harakat al-Jawhari. Sorry, before I start this again, it reminded me of another thing. Why would these concepts are needed? This is an important question. Why would someone needs to know about these things? In brief, there are a lot of ahadiths from Imam As-Sumin alayhi salam. I brought a couple of verses of Imam Ali alayhi salam from Nahjul Balagha to say, when we have these things, when we hear this ahadith or this from A'imah, there are two ways to approach this. Either we have to say, okay, we don't understand, and I don't want to understand. He has said something that I don't understand. That's one approach. The other thing is, yes, I want to understand. Because what they say, there would have been a good reason to that they have said it to some of their companions. So I want to understand. Then I come in and I tell you one, this is an example of one of the conversations of Imam Ali. To make this understand this, then it is like a person is put into a university and he is in mathematics class. He wouldn't understand anything. I mean, if I go to that class, it's like that I'm listening to what I just read you. So for that, I need to be put into the classes of primary, higher school, so that I learn mathematics up to such a level, so that when I reach to that, when they're talking about derivatives or differentials or some of those mathematical concepts, then I can make an understanding. Let's look at this. This is in Ghurar and Durar, not in the Nahjul Balagha, what I'm reading. Faqala alayhi salam. Let's see what was the question that Imam answered this. Unfortunately, I don't have the question because I have not copied the rest of it. There's a question about Tanazzal al-Malaikat wa-Ruh, and it comes, it reaches to here. Then it says, Imam Ali alayhi salam, was asked about Alam al-Ilvi is the higher awalim, universes, which the mujarradat, mawjudat existent without matter are living there. That they're called Alam al-Ilvi. Imam Ali is asked about Alam al-Ilvi. And Imam says, فَغَالَ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ صُوَرٌ عَرِيَةٌ عَنِ الْمَوَاتِ. You understand صُوَر, right? Surat. No? What is Surat, Fatima? Form. So it's not face. صُوَرٌ عَرِيَةٌ عَنِ الْمَوَاتِ. They are forms without matter. عَلِيَةٌ عَنِ الْقُوَّةِ وَالْإِسْتِعْدَادِ. Means, عَلِيَةٌ عَنِ الْقُوَّةِ وَالْإِسْتِعْدَادِ means higher than قُوَّة. قُوَّة is potentiality. These Subarun Aryatun Al-Mabad are, or Alam Ilvi, are above and higher than potentiality, because potentiality is a type of Adam in itself. There is a lot of potentiality in a seed, but if it's not grown, put in the right environment, it becomes Ma'adum. So Imam says, those Abalim are Aliyatun Al-Qubbat Wal-Istidat. Tajalla Laha Fa'ashraqat. When Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala manifests for them, فَأَشْرَقَ, they become luminous, they become nurani, they get the nur, which most probably this is nur of wujud, because this is not material nur. In those days they did not talk about material nur, so it must be the nur of wujud. فَتَجَلَّ لَهَا فَأَشْرَقَتْ وَتَالَعَهَا فَتَلَعْلَعَتْ. I have difficulties to explain this in English. Maybe Abu Murtaza can help me.
It's the same. It first becomes brighter, like
lo. Yeah, tala'lo means when shining. Yeah. Thank you. وَتَالَعَهَا فَتَلَعْلَعَتْ. And then they become shining when Allah manifests to them. وعلقا في هویتها مثاله و اظهر انها افعاله و علقا في هویتها means Allah put in their identities, please correct me if I'm, Allah put in their identities مثاله, something like himself, so an example of him. Allah put in their identities example of himself. فَأَزْهَرَ أَنْهَا أَفْعَالَهُ and showed in them, started his actions through them. وَخَلَقَ الْإِنسَانَ ذَا نَفْسٍ نَاطِقَةٍ and created insan with نفس ناطقة. نفس ناطقة is what? Thinking soul. Allah created خَلَقَ الْإِنسَانَ ذَا نَفْسٍ نَاطِقَةٍ owner or possessor of نفس ناطقة. این زکاها بالعلم بالعمل فقط شابهت جواهر اوائل الالها. That means that this insan, if is able to make tazakka of himself, become muttaqi so much so, with ilm and amal, with action and knowledge, فقط شابهت, he becomes again similar to جواهر اوائل الالها. Means to those things who have created him from the beginning. Again, Allah is, I mean, this is Imam Ali alayhi salam referring these to awa'il ilalha or those intellectual beings. Because insan has come from intellectual beings. The whole creation has become from intellectual beings. وَإِذِ اَتَدَلَ مِزَاجُهَا وَفَارَقَتِ الْأَزْدَادَ فَقَدْ شَارَكَ بِهَا سَبْعَ الشَّدَادَ. I don't know, Abu Nur. Let me see. If they balance is the etadal mizaj, when they can balance their nature. Let's say nature. Mizaj is different from nature, but let's at this stage think, assume it's nature. It's okay. If they are able to balance their natures, وَفَارَقَتْ الْأَزْدَادِ and they can move away from opposite things. Opposite things is, because we, insan, is one of the characteristics of insan is, we are the owner of very opposite attributes. We have sabu'iyyat and ghazab. As much as we can kill many people at once, we can drop a bomb and kill 100,000 with an atomic nuclear bomb, and then we have got so much mercy at the same time that we can forgive thousands of people if they do zulm to us. So when Imam says shabahat, when he says wafaragad al azdad, means you get away from the ex-